you dare harm her.
Pop star Michael Jackson has pleaded not guilty to child molestation charges. The singer appeared in court in Santa Maria, California, Friday morning. He was given a scolding by the judge after arriving late, but received support from admiring fans outside the courthouse. The pop star pleaded innocent to the charges, which include 7 counts of committing lewd acts on a teenage boy and 2 counts that he gave the boy an intoxicant, an alcoholic beverage. He faces years in prison if convicted. Hundreds of fans and journalists were outside the courthouse in what is being described as a circus-like atmosphere. There were celebrity impersonators, an itinerant preacher, and busloads of fans who came from Los Angeles and Las Vegas in an organized show of support. Fans in other cities also protested the singer's innocence. They chanted outside the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Pop star is known for hosting children at his California ranch called Neverland. He has admitted to sharing his bed with some, although he insists he is innocent of misconduct. Jackson reportedly reached a multi-million dollar out-of-court settlement with the family of another accuser in 1993. The alleged victim declined to testify, and the singer faced no charges. Fans like this woman are convinced he is innocent.
There's thousands of kids that come to Neverland and spend time with him on a one-on-one basis, and for only two accounts to actually come forward and accuse him it just doesn't add up.
The entertainer entered the courtroom 20 minutes late, which drew a rebuke from the judge. Mr. Jackson, the judge said sternly, you have gotten off on the wrong foot here. Judge Rodney Melville issued what he called a polite warning, telling the singer not to be late again. Jackson's lawyer, Benjamin Brofman, later defended his client, but also apologized in remarks to reporters.
In fairness to Mr. Jackson, I think you have just seen that it takes about 20 minutes to make it 100 yards when you're in Mr. Jackson's company because of the large volume of people. We regret that he was late this morning. We will see to it that that does never happen again, and we apologize to the court for that inconvenience.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
just right. You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, broadcasting on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and the theme of this episode is called Don't You Dare. We began the set you just heard with Fleetwood Mac and Don't Stop from their Rumors album. Next up was a song from Queen's The Game album, Don't Try Suicide. You know, I have a friend who was once coming off of a bad LSD trip and thought about suicide. So they went to the drugstore to buy some sleeping pills. And you know, they're reading the labels, trying to understand the lethal dose, and at the same time, looking for the most economical package. And then it suddenly hit them. Gee, if I'm going to kill myself, why should I care about how much it costs? And then the absurdity started to unwind. And it was like, well, you know, I've got a bunch of money I can take out from the bank, and I've got credit cards. So before doing that, why don't I just go off somewhere and have a good time before ending it all? And then with that realization, the whole thing began to seem like less and less of an idea worth pursuing. As our ambiance right now, we're experiencing a country thunderstorm as recorded by Irv Tybell and released on his 1979 vinyl album Environments 11. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from the 1970s band America that was actually formed in London by three sons of American Air Force personnel who were stationed in England. We'll also be hearing from Ace of Base and Fatboy Slim. But first, let's start things off with this very cool cover of a Blue Oyster Cult song performed by Apollo 440.
Don't touch that guy.
All I've I would like to volunteer to take this old bird out of her misery.
Peter, don't you dare say something like that about Mom.
Do that again.
I will survive without you.
my boss. Do I dare live out the American dream?
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is constitutional attorney John Whitehead.
For years, the government has encouraged Americans to just say no to drugs. But in a startling about-face, the U.S. Solicitor General's office tried forcing one St. Louis dentist to take a ride on the drug highway. In order to ensure he was competent to stand trial for Medicaid fraud, prosecutors wanted to force Dr. Charles Thomas Sell to take antipsychotic drugs. They claim he suffers from a delusional disorder. But Sell wasn't buying into the state's mind-altering argument. He believed that being forced to take drugs violated his constitutional rights, and in a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court agreed. The points of law are the Fifth and Sixth Amendments to our Constitution. The fundamental right of every American to bodily and mental integrity is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
We are tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community freeform radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called Don't You Dare. We began that set with Apollo 440's very cool cover version of Don't Fear the Reaper, originally by the Blue Oyster Cult. And then we heard from the 1970s folk pop soft rock band America. That song was called Don't Cross the River. We followed that with Ace of Base and Don't Turn Around. And then Fatboy Slim gave us Don't Let the Man Get You Down from his 2004 Palookaville album. We're experiencing the sounds of an alpine blizzard as recorded by Irv Tybell. The full recording actually takes up the whole first side of his 1979 Environments 11 vinyl album. We got one last set for you, and it's going to include some real classic rock. But first, we're going to start things off with one track from the incredible 4CD compilation album Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 1965 to 1968. Here are Remains with Don't Look Back.
On how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of that talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing.
Don't you dare.
You know, my skin's terribly delicate, and I don't dare expose it.
You dare smoke that!
Why I'm by myself, I don't see you. it mean you don't love me anymore? Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. 'Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it head to soul. I hate to see you go, don't pass me by. I was so unfair. You were in a car crash and you lost your hair. You said that you would be late about an hour or two. I said, that's alright, I'm waiting here, just waiting to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. 'Cause you know, darling, don't make me cry. Don't pass me by, don't make me.
walking down the street.
Don't touch that guy.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme has been called Don't You Dare. We began the set with the band Remains and Don't Look Back. And then a couple of classic rock selections for you. Pink Floyd gave us Don't Leave Me Now from their epic The Wall. And then it was the Beatles with Don't Pass Me By from the White Album. And then we heard Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Don't Come Around Here No More. That's got one of my favorite ever videos, with everybody dressed up as characters from Alice in Wonderland. It's got Dave Stewart from Eurythmics, who was Tom Petty's writing partner for a couple of songs on the album. Apparently, the original inspiration for the song was a romantic encounter between Dave Stewart and Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac. And then we heard AC/DC and Baby, Please Don't Go. Closing us out right now, my ambiance is our final selection in this episode from Irv Tybell's Environment series. This is called Tinnabulation 16 RPM, and it's side one of the Environment's 2 vinyl album, played at 16 RPM rather than the standard 33 and a third revolutions per minute, thus lowering it in pitch. I like it better than the 33 and a third RPM version. Meanwhile, don't touch that dial and stay tuned for Savoir Faire, coming up next with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music from the 1980s for you. Here only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform, community radio.